we come hoping to take a step towards promotion, and we came, we felt we were well prepared, but look, we didn't get the performance overall. We didn't get the performance in all facets of play. So it's a disappointing day at the office, but you know, now they're hard to beat here. We've had the experience 2 years ago here, or 3 years ago here. You've seen them in recent weeks against Tyrone, particularly here. It's a unique venue, and all credit to them.
Those are the day whenever just the final pass just doesn't seem to go for you on a couple of occasions. Does that sum up the performance, or is there something more?
I don't know. You have to watch the performance back now. You know, you're overriding feeling. I have many feelings, but to say it was just the final pass, it would be a lot more nuanced than that, wouldn't it? Like, thought it was how we defended. Thought it was our ability in the battle. I thought we lost that today, which is the most disappointing thing. And we struggled on both sets of kickers then as well. You know, so all in all, I think Loud more than deserved the victory. Trumped us in every regard. So fair dues to them and to their management.
Because against Cork, you know, yous were so on it in all those sectors, and you spoke about that after the game, and then today was different.
It is, and that's the danger of winning a couple of games by so much. You know, it leaves you sitting a bit on a pedestal to be knocked off, and they would have knew that, and they had their homework done. So, you know, fair dues to them. It's we've got to see how the rest of the results go now, and we have Cavan next week, and that's a must-win game.
A couple of big turning points, their penalty, and then I think Darren McDonald will score after that. And you know, in the first half, the goal for them was big in the two pointers. So there's a few moments, and Louth were on the right side of those.
Aye, and Louth won the toss and played with the breeze, you know, and probably gave them that lead at half time then, that they were able to control the game. They're very, very good at that, how they utilise the halfway line and get their key players on the ball. And as we look to push out to try and get turnovers, then that left space in behind. We've seen that against Tyrone. We talked about that at half time, but in fairness to them, they managed the game really well.
You spoke about the other results, and final point for me is that this week it's just Cavan is the focus on the winning, and that's black and white. That's what it's all about.
I suppose that's the only thing we can control, what happens with the games this evening and that. I suppose that's out of our control. We'll see how that dusts down. We'll have a better view on it then, in terms of what the lie of the land is by tomorrow evening, and we'll take our lead from there.
What was the message half time, Kieran? Because I mean, with that win, 7 points certainly wasn't insurmountable.
It was. I suppose, you know, trying to work our efforts. If we got 2 point efforts, take them on. If they defended the 2 point arc, it was going to leave space in behind, and we felt keep the scoreboard moving with 1 pointers. If we did that and got the scoreboard moving and brought it back into a contest with 15 or 10 minutes to go, we felt we'd have been in a good position. But we were just never fit to pull it back. And when we did get a run of 2 or 3 scores, then they were fit to win kickouts, and then they're fit to control the ball. And ultimately, they were winning frees or giving scores then at the other side. So it was a whole litany of things that were interconnected.
I mean, composure was probably a key word out there. It felt like time, because you were chasing it, that you were almost felt he's had to sort of force it at times.
I know, that's spot on. In fairness to them, they managed the game exceptionally well. They had the experience in the venue a number of weeks ago and in their game here, and they managed that whole situation really well, in fairness to them. They were down big players, but they got a performance out of there. All the players that come into the team played exceptionally well, so all credit to them.
Any difficulty in lifting the boys then? Because as you were talking earlier, it's basically all or nothing on next week.
That's it. Look, we've taken a number of steps forward, Mickey, you know, in recent weeks, but today is a step back. So we just have to not base things now on emotion right now, and let the dust settle and get back to the drawing board during the week and move on.
Promotion was obviously a big target. Obviously, that's goes without saying. So that's a difficult thing now.
Aye, that's goes without saying, Mal, as you say. Yeah.
And finally, getting Owen McAvoy in today for some time, and Cluckie's back in the 26 and things like that, in a different perspective, is important.
That is, we'll need them all. We get to try and get them fit, and get other players that are playing there that are struggling a wee bit with niggles that everybody has, trying to get them up to speed then for championship and in the weeks ahead.